AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel is staging strikes and is sealing off the Gaza Strip after the incursion by Hamas. The health ministry in the Gaza Strip says more than 680 people have been killed in Israel's retaliatory strikes. Hamas is vowing to execute hostages. John Alterman with the Center for Strategic and International Studies was asked what this means going forward.
We don't know exactly how many hostages Hamas has. We don't know where they are. We know Israel has traditionally been very sensitive to hostage taking. So it's unclear how the presence of hostages changes Israeli calculations.
Hamas and other militants in Gaza say they're holding more than 130 soldiers and civilians snatched from inside Israel. Steve Sosby with the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund says it's too dangerous to help anyone.
It's very difficult for us to be out in the field providing humanitarian aid when there are no safe places from the constant bombing and attacks that are taking place over the last 72 hours.
The State Department says at least 9 Americans have died in the fighting. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is dropping his Democratic presidential campaign, but the AP's Julie Walker reports he's not dropping out of the presidential race.
The crowd started cheering before Robert F. Kennedy Jr. could finish telling them the news.
I'm here to declare myself an independent candidate.
And that he's leaving the Democratic Party.
An independent candidate for president of the United States.
In Philadelphia, the environmental lawyer and anti-vaccine activist told the crowd it's time for a new declaration of independence.
I haven't made this decision lightly. It's very painful for me to let go of the party of my uncles, my father.
RFK Jr. says he sees a path to victory, with many not wanting President Biden or former President Trump. I'm Julie Walker.
Oil prices are climbing over the violence in the Middle East, and stocks are rising too. This is AP News. Going viral can have a lasting impact on small businesses. New York's Lexington Candy Shop has been serving burgers and fries for decades. Last year, a visit by a TikToker named New York Nico changed everything. Nico ordered a traditional Coke float, Coke syrup, soda water, and ice cream. His video got 4.8 million likes.
That was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3:30, 4 o'clock. People started lining up.
Owner John Phyllis says it carried on to the next day.
We opened up, people coming in 8 o'clock in the morning for Coca-Cola floats.
Coke floats are still a big hit today.
We would order once a week. Now we get shipments of ice cream or Coca-Cola 3-4 times a week.
Before New York Nico's visit, Phyllis sold 10 Coke floats a day. Now on weekends, he sells as many as 500 a day. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.